And what's he kissing baby? He can't keep his hand. This guy's a fucked up guy. They must have incredible leverage. He owes these people so many favors for not outing him and his kooky-ass family of hillbilly criminals. The whole lot of them. Jesus. I can only imagine the insanity they have on this guy. Unbelievable. Let's go back to the videotape. Why can't this guy just leave children alone? You see, how old is that kid? 6 months old? He's got to go over, touch the kid, whisper in the kid's ear, kiss him on the cheek. What? The kid's terrified, first of all. Second of all, this idiot, this wax dummy, has been telling people he's going to shut down the virus and kids have to wear masks in school. A mask should be mandatory for children in public schools. And what? You can just go over and put your face on a little kid's ear? The fuck is the matter with you? Why do these parents allow that to happen? I don't give a fuck who you are. Try that shit with my kid. I mean, these parents are dopes. Oh, is the president so funny? He tried to lick my kid's ear. What's he doing? Is he trying to lick the ear? Is he blowing in his ear? He's insane. Leave babies alone and kids alone, psycho. Mr. Vaccination. Mr. Everybody has to wear a mask and stay 6 feet apart. Not him. Whenever he sees a kid, forget about it, man. This guy. So much for protecting the kids from the virus. What about protecting the kids from the virus in the White House? This guy, I mean, it's... So is this tantamount to environmental terrorism, according to Joe's standards of protecting people and crazed viruses and an out of control pandemic? Yeah, there's an out of control situation. It's Joe Biden rolling up on a stranger's baby and basically, I don't know what, I mean, you know what? We'll slow it down. When we put it in for post-production, we'll slow it. I mean, the guy is... a disturbed man. Beyond disturbed. I mean, there's one thing to be like the crazy uncle at the family function who sits in the corner, polishes off half a bottle of old granddad, and lambasts the family and tells them what he really thinks of them. That's the kind of guy you can rally around. He doesn't give a shit about grandpa or uncle. XYZ doesn't give a shit about anybody. We love him. Every holiday is a Festivus where he does his airing of the grievances. But this guy's a creep. And that's putting it nice. You can only imagine this guy with his habitual drug use through the years. I'm not talking about Hunter. I'm talking about Joe. His habitual drug use through the years, according to folks around here. You can only imagine the leverage they have on this psychopath. You can only imagine. Just look at his kids. Look at his kids. Look at his grandkids. Not the grandkids, so to speak, but the nieces and the nephews. I mean, all legal problems, identity theft, credit card theft, drugs, drug videos. And I'm not even talking about Hunter. I'm talking about other situations. I mean, and those are the things. Think about it. Those are the things that they didn't get away with. What about the things they've gotten away with? We've talked about it on Hotwire. Hunter Biden can do anything he wants around here. He can walk into a restaurant. He can be in a tavern and run up $1,000 bill and walk out without paying a dime. Like, hey, have a good one. Have a good time, Hunter. You know why? No one wants to mess with these guys. They're criminals. They're a cartel. They don't pay for anything. They come and go as they please. It's out of control. But beyond that, this guy is a fucking creep. He should be locked up a long time ago. But no. No, they keep him around and they blackmail him. And then he does their bidding. In return, he gets the presidency. Doesn't matter that he doesn't know where he is or what he's doing or what he's saying. It only matters that he is a prop to make them more money and give them more control, all under the phony front, the high school play that somehow the president of the United States is a person of importance at this stage. We know that that's a joke. We know that they're just puppets, regardless of who's in there. No, I'm wrong. How has your life improved over the last, let's say, 15, 20 years with different parties in the White House? How has your life improved either way, the way it should? How has it? It hasn't. You haven't made leaps and bounds economically, career-wise, because you're not supposed to, because it's all one party to keep you fucking down. You're a slave. You're a tax slave. Start understanding this. No. Your life has not been what it was advertised to be by big media, by popular media, that you were going to be famous and you were going to be rich and everything was going to go your way. Quite the opposite. All you had to do was go to school, incur a mountain of debt, and one day you would climb the mountain, conquer the mountain of debt, and become wealthy and famous. Isn't that what they teach you? Everybody's gonna has the ability to do that, to pull themselves up by their bootstraps, except every time you do that, somebody hits you over the fucking head with a baseball bat. That's the government. It's a joke. The whole thing is one joke after another. But don't worry. The same people who allow Joe Biden to get close to their small children this week will be lining up their kids for the jabs next week and then bitching about it when things go fucking haywire, as they have for the teens. As problems are unveiled on a regular basis, myocarditis, pericarditis, in male teens predominantly, swelling, inflammation of the heart. And parents say, we didn't know this was going to be a side effect. Can't you fucking read? What do you mean you didn't know? You become a hell of an advocate, a hell of a guardian for your kids. You didn't know it was a side effect. Do you have eyes? Can you fucking read? You know what's crazy? If you watch that video, his handlers, right? No one's cringing. They say, oh, it's just Joe. He's got his mask off and he's kissing a small kid, a little baby. Even Dopey Joe and Fauci. Fauci's probably saying, oh my God, this could be a PR disaster. If Biden would have only waited a couple weeks to kiss that kid, we could have given him an immediate vaccine to save his life. But he's too young. This could be a PR disaster. This on top of Nicki Minaj. What are we going to do? Some dope right now is writing a memo to the president's fucking puppet masters. Please make sure next time he kisses a kid, it's a kid who's eligible for a vaccine so we can save their life. We don't need this kid dying. So it's okay to touch, fondle, kiss, smell young children, lick their ear, whatever Joe does, as long as they're eligible for their jabs so they can be saved. and the adults around him don't say anything like, hey, dude, let's go. Let's keep it moving. Like, at some point, wouldn't somebody say to him, don't touch any more kids, psycho. Who do you think you are, the Pope? Joe likes to use his bully pulpit to smell kids and women and put his hands where they shouldn't be. And nobody's cracked him upside the head yet for some reason. Or he likes to check his watch as deceased soldiers who were killed in action, that he killed in action, that his administration killed in action, as they are coming back. Their bodies, flag-draped coffins, are coming back from overseas to be greeted by their parents and loved ones, be welcomed home in a... You can't even imagine how grim of a ceremony, how grim of a situation that is. And he's checking his watch as every casket rolls off the airplane. And no one's cracked them upside the face yet. Forget about the Secret Service. I mean, come on. Guy comes up and he starts molesting your kid, whispering in his ear, blowing in his ear, kissing. I don't know what he was doing. He doesn't get a smack upside the face. Guys are living in a fantasy world. Fantasy world. You're a dope for letting him anywhere near your kids. Anyway. Anything goes with these parents. We trust the government. They're going to keep us safe. Yeah, okay. That's working out well for you, right? LA County is going to require proof of vaccination for bars and nightclubs. Who cares? If you haven't left LA County yet and you're bitching about these vaccine mandates, you're stupid. Next story. You live there. What do you expect? Are you going to get a fair shake? It's the gates of liberal fucking hell to the West Coast, etc. It was all fun and games until they took your liquor away. Now you're pissed, right? Next story. I know. Tough crowd. Tough crowd. Now, we talked about this before. Let's change songs here when this one's over. Little Eyes Without a Face. Now, I'm not pitching that you go out and backhand the President of the United States, but I would say that if he touches your kid inappropriately, he has a much better chance of that happening than if he just acted like a normal human fucking being. But that's okay. All the people around him. Oh, look, Joe's molesting another kid. Look at Joe. Oh, crazy Joe. Unbelievable. We talked about this earlier with Marie Albanese. Again, she'll be on tomorrow. A 1-2 punch tomorrow. We'll have the FBI special. The FBI malfeasance selling people out. Allowing a child molester, a sexual predator, a rapist run wild. Special. Things you won't see on PBS and other places. That special we're going to put together. And then later we'll have Pain After Dark. A 1-2 punch. Pa-pa-pa. To finish out a strong week, coming off a really strong hot wire. I mean, you got to get on pain.tv and see where the action is. Not just us, the content we're putting out, the content everybody else is putting out. It's crazy. Again, I digress. We talked about this earlier, that landlords are eventually going to start saying, oh, you don't have your jab, so you can't live here. and it's happening. Florida landlord says tenants must get vaccinated or move out. Florida landlord is requiring his tenants to be vaccinated against COVID-19 to continue living on his property. Santiago Alvarez announced that any new tenants, as well as those renewing their leases, would be required to show proof of vaccination. How the fuck is this legal? Good luck, buddy, with that in court. The rule will also apply to his employers, who will face termination if they do not comply. Alvarez oversees 1,200 apartment units, and he told the Post that at least 12 of his tenants had already died from COVID-19. Hey, Alvarez, how many of them were vaccinated, you dumb shit? It very much upsets me that my employees are exposed to COVID-19 all days of the week because there is someone who does not want to get vaccinated. If you do not want to get vaccinated, I have the obligation and duty to protect my workers and tenants. Cool. Thanks for telling me where not to live, dummy. If I'm not vaccinated, I don't want to live in your goddamn germ apartment complexes. Alvarez, did you just hear? Even the liars from the government and the CDC, etc., just said, finally admitted, definitively, that if you have the jabs, you spread COVID. Turn off MSNBC and get your head out of your ass. Good luck defending that in court, buddy, in Florida. Alvarez said to the media that most of his tenants were grateful for the new requirement. Yeah. The ones that weren't in the hospital. You don't want to get vaccinated? You have to move. This is a guy who's really with it, right? It's a lack of consideration for your neighbor. It's a lack of consideration to their own families, to their children. Yeah, I owe my neighbor my life. Is that what you're fucking saying? Where is this guy from? What third world hellhole did this guy come from potentially and didn't learn the lessons of living in a third world hellhole? So he just wants everybody to adopt the third world hellhole mentality. Why do I owe my neighbor anything? I don't even have to be nice to my fucking neighbor, Alvarez. This is America. I can torture my fucking neighbor if I want to. I have the freedom to do that. A lack of consideration to their families. The CDC just said that folks who have been jabbed are spreading this around. Wouldn't that be considered a lack of consideration? How about this for lack of consideration? You went out and got the jabs, and now you're telling me to protect you, I have to go out and get the jabs. So why the fuck did you go out and get the jabs in the first place? You dumbass. Another dope who trusts the government and is trying to kiss ass and get some publicity for his dopey 1,200 units. Packed with spreaders. You should rename your apartment complex. Remember Melrose Place? How about Spreader's Place? A lack of education on the issues. A lack of education on the issues. Plain and simple. And a place where Governor DeSantis and state agencies have banned the equivalent of vaccine passports. Good luck, buddy. You're a little edict, your 1,200 apartment edict, 1,200 apartment unit edict is has the life expectancy of Florida of a housefly. But I'm sure he doesn't have any idea, because if he read the fucking news and he realized what's going on in Florida as far as what is allowed and what's not allowed, as far as what a vaccine passport consist of, and that it's a violation of law resulting in a $5,000 fine per occurrence, Alvarez would also know that folks who get the jab spread COVID. He's uninformed. All these dopes out there who think that they're fucking doctors. Everybody's a fucking doctor. all of a sudden. They'll tell you, why don't you get the jabs? Because you're not doing your part. You're not protecting me and my family. Oh, did you get the vaccine? Yes. So that's not good enough then. Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're saying? Somebody else who doesn't have a problem has to be vaccinated to save you. That makes a lot of fucking sense. No, it doesn't actually make any sense. To them, it does. Because they listen to Fauci. This Alvarez dope probably has a Fauci doll on his fucking dashboard, a Fauci bobblehead. He should be next to it. Two bobbleheads who don't know what the fuck they're talking about. If you were informed in the slightest, you'd understand exactly what I'm saying. Unscientific narrative, spin, disinformation. These guys are the kings of it. They just take what these idiots say, like Fauci, like Walensky from the CDC, and they run with it, spread it around. They're like dumb little rodents spreading these things around. And other dummies grab a hold of a little nugget and they spread it around. It's an infestation of gutter snipes and dopey stooge vermin running wild and making it impossible to get the truth out. Well, you know, we talked about the last week and the weeks prior. We're not worried about the sheep like Alvarez anymore. We're worried about the lions. We had to wake the lions up, the sheep. You know what happens to sheep, don't you?
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me. Cause I'm the tax man.
Yeah, he's the vax man. Alvarez is listening to the vax man. 1,200 apartments for you, but not for me. Vax man. Alvarez is dumber than an oak tree. Vax man. It's going to be one of my biggest hits. I've been on a roll lately with my Ronco album. This is going to come out. If you order now, you get a free copy of Freedom Rock. Speaking of the tax man, you have to feel, I feel sorry for people that think Fauci is a credible source of information. You can't help these people. Jim Jones has a drink for you. Line up. The modern day Jim Jones is Tony Fauci. And he doesn't even give you refreshments. Cold bitch. What a cheap bitch. We don't even get any Kool-Aid this trip. No, but you get a nice cool injection. What's the temperature they serve that shit up at? I don't plan on finding out. Yeah. Negative 700. But it's good for you. It's a story on pain.tv. Italy is making the COVID green pass mandatory for workers, which is not a bad thing because the times I've been in Italy, nobody's working anyway. They're pushing it hard, aren't they? I'm sure the Italians are going to sit around and take this shit too. But all the good puppets, the leaders of these so-called countries, not leaders at all, they're world puppets. They're all pushing hard. And by the way, they regurgitate bullshit facts, fake science, manufactured medicine, bullshit data for all their little edicts. And then it comes out years later, turns out, not even months later, we're talking years later now. The 15 days you're supposed to flatten the curve for is now 2 years. And it comes out years later that they were lying. But that's okay. They only... Anytime somebody dies, it's rare. So don't worry about it. Just hope that you're not one of the rare cases. Yeah. It's rare. What about WXYZ? Ask yourself, do you know somebody who's died of COVID that was unvaccinated? Or do you know one or more people that have been fucked up by these vaccines? That's the question. There's enough time now. Give it a couple more weeks, maybe a couple more months, and we'll ask a question again. And your question, your answer is going to be much different then than it is now. And that's what they're worried about. We talked about this on Hotwire. We talked about this on Pain.tv. They're worried about the wheels coming off this thing. They're already wobbling. The wheels are wobbling. I don't think it could be stopped. They're going to try. But I don't think it can be stopped. And there's going to be too many pissed off people out of here who have lost friends and loved ones. And I don't wish harm on anybody. I don't. But I don't have anything to do with this. This isn't my fucking scheme. So let the chips fall where they may. I got people busting my chops for not getting a vaccine. I could take it. I'm a big boy. I'm not going to say, yeah, well, you got the vaccine, so you get what's coming to you. I'm not like that. You can't be fucking like that. I don't wish harm on anybody. I feel bad that they've been set up to fail, many of these folks. I really do. I've gone a different direction. We got to Dr. Katz we talked to, and I'm following his protocol to make sure I stay healthy. I feel like a fucking 25-year-old. 26-year-old. It's unbelievable. It's crazy. You have to listen to that podcast, man. We replayed it. It's in the lineup on thomaspainpodcast.com. You got to listen to it. It's unfucking. Now, listen. This guy isn't. He's a scientist, okay? He's not an entertainer, so you really have to listen to what he's saying. And really bright people sometimes are hard to follow because they're so far ahead of you on a different intellectual plateau. That's why they're scientists, right? You're not gonna go to Cheech and Chong for scientific breakthroughs or even Oprah. Oprah can talk up a good storm or she can entertain you, but she's not going to make any medical breakthroughs. So you have to understand the difference. People say, this guy is hard to listen to. Why won't he just get to the point? Slow the fuck down and listen to people. Where are you going? Something that could change your life? Positive? Where are you going? You got a date? Take the time out for important things, folks.